Patriots, today on the Cat Report, I posted a video of a 5G device. It's a very disturbing video when you watch this engineer take it apart and explain to you what's in it. It was so disturbing that I couldn't leave it posted on the page without Thomas chiming in and telling us, what exactly is this?
Well, Betsy, this isn't going to be a happy broadcast. What we're looking at is the fact that Huawei, anyone who's associated with Huawei is not supposed to be doing any business with America, but sorry, Huawei installed 250,000 base antennas throughout all of Britain and in places throughout Europe. There's hundreds of thousands of others. They've dispersed 600,000 of these antennas. What we're looking at in this video is a gentleman who took apart one of the LED lamps or streetlights. Now, mind you, streetlights come oftentimes more often than a house does. So what we're going to have in America is 250,000 of those installed in the next couple years. There's already about six, seven cities and another couple dozen cities that have them, but six or seven that have them completely installed. And we're already seeing lawsuits from those cities because bees, birds, children, everybody's dying from them. You can't get near them. Anyone near them say that their brain goes on fire and so on and so forth. Well, that's because it's a system, a military system. It was created first as a military system called active denial. So this gentleman is taking apart what are LED street lamps. Now, what he's also stating is that those LED street lamps harm your eyes. Yes, they do. And as he's pointing out, those are basically, there's technical names for it, but let's just, as he called it, little lasers. And so, and then they're being amplified by mirrors and so on and so forth. But these are basically lasers in your eye. And because they're soft lasers and diffuse, you might not see that it's actually ripping your retina apart and killing your eyes. And these are all over England and throughout the entire United Kingdom. And so he's complaining about this and taking it to his local people saying, hey, this is terrible. Look at this. First off, the power coming off this thing is crazy. This is not a street lamp. This is a 5G base antenna. And then he shows you a very simple one. But why is it simple? Because there are so many of them on every street light. So what if when you're driving, every street light, imagine if every street light in America had a 5G transmitter on it. Now, the reason you have to have them, and I'm going to get really negative here in a minute, but I'll explain a few things in case you don't know these. The reason you have to have so many of them is because when you get to above microwave and you get to milliwave, or what I call milliwave, millimeters, and you get above what standardly is used as, you know, 1 or 2 gigahertz, and now you're getting into 20 gigahertz, that can range up to 200 gigahertz with beamforming technology and beam targeting, which is the great danger here, you have a system that is equivalent to what we've been shown as the military active denial system. Now, active denial, they'll tell you they use only a gigahertz band, about 6 gigahertz. If they really want to do somebody in, they'll go up to 20 gigahertz. Well, we're going to be using that with beamforming technology. Every one of these antennas that this man took apart is, in fact, a base antenna that is, as he called it, scanning and and sending out. So these are called MIMO stations. Multiple input, multiple output. And so what's going on is just beyond your imagination. I'm going to try to explain this, but technically, what this really is this is the extinction event for humanity if this is continued to go on.
Let me paint this picture for you, folks. When you put these devices together, all together in a tight urban area, and you turn it on, you're really creating an extermination microwave oven the size of the city.
Yes, and because it's milliwaves or millimeter waves, it is burning your skin. And so what used to be the standard for the Federal Communications Commission is that the question is, does that antenna emit so many electromagnetic frequency waves that it actually burns your skin? Well, in this case, yes, it does. But that's not stopping them because nobody's done any tests on these.
Well, what's to say that it doesn't do harm before it ever you ever have a sensation? Like, what is it doing to the sperm and the ovaries for our children?
As you range anywhere above microwave into millimeters or milliwaves, what you're really getting is just your microwave system turned on you and then amplify that. So it's going to cook your organs from the inside out, but this is getting so powerful now with 5G that it'll cook you from the outside also. So what happens now is they have to have so many of these. They're projecting, as I said, 250,000 of them. Multiply that times about three. Because what they're going to really find out is that they need a more dense array. Because these antennas are very short range. They don't go through trees. They don't go through buildings. Even rain stops them. Anything stops them. So what you have to have is what's called beam forming. Now, they're finally telling us the truth that there's a thing called beam targeting, which is the real problem. In other words, bursts of energy going from this antenna to your house, if it hits some rain and doesn't make the connection, then the next antenna or another antenna or a few antennas triangulate your house and beam it towards you from all directions to make sure you got it. And this is called beam forming, but it's called beam targeting through MIMO, multiple input, multiple output antennas. So what is happening? They've already proven that if you have your cell phone on the left side of your head and your station that is beamforming comes from the right side, it goes right through your head and damages your brain. This, they know this from the outset. It's not stopping them. So we've described why this is going on, but right now we're trying to describe the technology here. And mind you, they have now approved 30,000 satellites to go into space to basically have 5G working from space. And as someone said to me the other day, well, how efficient do you think that's going to be? They'll have to use fantastic beamforming up to 200 gigahertz. Yes. And 200 gigahertz from space beaming into base stations, well, it could fry someone if they're standing in the way. I mean, I worked with microwaves and we found that, yes, you can turn a microwave up and you can actually damage anything or any person that's in that very specific focused beam. And now what you're going to be having is multiple antennas shooting at your house for the multiple devices in your house, all through beamforming. So at any one time, you may have multiple beams beaming into your phone from multiple directions, absolutely frying your brain.
But let's get real here. The purpose of these are not to give us faster speed. That's the lie that's being told to us. You know, like the internet is free and Facebook is not spying on you. Because what we're really looking at here, and we've shown you that at the top of the pyramid of the world control system is a group called the Pilgrim Society. And they've been at it since the turn of the century, and they're trying to control the world. And this is not a conspiracy theory. We've shown you the evidence. What we're really looking at here is eugenics. We're looking at genocide. We're looking at a class of elite people on this planet that are literally rolling out layers of plans. It's not just one. It's not just the 5G. It's the fluoride and the poisons that we are consuming. It's the health system that treats us more like a product to be dissected. It's happening all around us. Our schools are so bad now that the children are so filled with propaganda and falsehoods, they can't see truth. Thomas, are we going to make it out?
We have to remember that eventually we ascend off of this earth. And I'll just leave it at that. But I will say that the major seven cities, that would be Atlanta, New York, LA, San Francisco, and Houston, I think are the cities.
Chicago's not in there?
And Chicago. Well, the Chicago's working hard, but they don't have it completely installed. So when it's all in, those are the cities where it's installed. Oh, those are also the cities where you have crazy people living on the sidewalks now like never before in history, absolutely insane people, and then the insane people who allow that to happen?
Well, maybe these people were actually herded there in a way.
Well, what if it is, it's just like the bees and the birds that they find dead on the ground? I mean, are these people actually the result of electromagnetic poisoning because they have experimented on these specific cities? And what happens, for instance, we know that there's 85,000 homeless in LA and about that in San Francisco. And then every once in a while, they all disappear. And then a new cluster comes out and they start a new tent city. And what is going on here, people, is probably that it is anyone who is weak-minded or compromised or in any way with their neurological system is probably simply being poisoned by 5G that has already been installed. Now, there are many cities that it is being installed in as we speak. Now, what we found out is so far that the lawsuits are pouring out from anybody who has one of these on their house, especially if they've mounted them onto apartment buildings. The people in the apartment below that antenna, they are getting ill. And so there's many lawsuits coming, and then the rich people in the rich areas, they fight them to make sure they don't get installed. But now, it's very important to understand that this gentleman who was showing us these basically LED street lamps that have been turned into base stations of 5G as pretty much kind of a covert way of installing them. Oh, we're going to install nicer street lamps. No, they're not. They're installing 5G. And it's the question would be, because there is no free speech in United Kingdom, do these people who are being subjected to this even know what it is? And do they have any of the research that shows how damaging it is? And basically, this gentleman kept saying, this is a weapon, because it's got too much power to it, and it's a scanner. So it is literally scanning, and that's what he didn't understand, beamforming technology. Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's a MIMO system, multiple input, multiple output scanner. But it's a scanner, and it's a broadcaster and a receiver, so that's what he's pointing out, is that this is no antenna. This is a weapon. Yes, it is. Now, as Betsy pointed out, there's reasons for this, not only genocide, not only eugenics, not only the Chinese way to take over the world, because they can turn up their little 5G antennas anytime they want, and when they do, they fry your brain. Let's just be real clear about this. They kill you.
It's like a modern-day version of the Trojan horse, and the British let it in, just like Americans are letting it in. We didn't know that our government was permitting this. And now that we're getting vocal about it, we're finding out that the way they concocted the installation of these things, citizens don't have a voice whether they can be in their neighborhoods.
Not at all. As a matter of fact, they passed laws that said that local agencies have no control of the installation of these antennas. Why? Because it's a federal project, and because it has to do with the big utility companies, Verizon, Sprint, all those. But then it's crazy that there's only 7 companies that have the technology and none of them are American. Does anyone believe that? Because I don't. So what we see here is the preparation for driverless cars, autonomous cars. What we see here is the preparation for being able to turn America and every street in America into a active war zone where robots that are run by 5G will be able to come to our house and take our weapons from us or do whatever they want. This 5G allows the Internet of Things to be put into place. Well, that can be hacked so easily, it's ridiculous. As a matter of fact, all the systems are open and they all have mechanical engines on the microchips so that any company that is part of the Internet of Things can get into whatever it is they're making you accessible to, they can access. So what happens then? Then not only do they have control of everything in your house and all your routines and where you're going and your GPS location and your phone and all everything you put into your phone, but it's also going to be your bank account. It's going to be your check from your job. It's going to be your credit system.
Because the social credit system in America has already been rolled out. It wasn't one big plan. It's just stealthily creeping into our world. You have already a FICO score, so that's your number for finances. But now you have where Google and Citibank and PayPal, they're all kind of all wanting to join forces. What is that all about?
It's the completion of Eric Schmidt's, what I call your black box, or Michael McKibben calls your personal folder, which has all your information in it, everything about you. And if they hit a button, it's all gone. You don't exist. I mean, has no one watched the dystopia prophecies of science fiction? Those things are happening right now. We have people rushing to be the first cyborg, rushing to be the person to take their brain and put it in a computer, rushing to have super AI take control of their lives and tell them what to do, rushing to have their machines tell them everything they should do in their day and reminding them and doing most of the work for them, anything that can actually be put into a computer, which is mostly calculations. But in general, the 5G is there so that the Internet of Things can make sure to control you. Now, we put out the Richard C. Walker Internet of Things patent some time ago, which is an aggressive remote control system, and that's what this is. Folks, the most important thing from the video that was posted is that it's scanning you. It knows what you're doing. These antennas aren't there to send things to you. They're there to read your life. They're there to read it, surveil it, to target it, and control it through behavioral manipulation, through sophisticated systems that, yes, do use subroutines, not truly artificial intelligence, but these subroutines are incredibly efficient at doing their job. Well, once you have 5G, sorry, I have to be so blunt and negative about this. Once you have 5G in your neighborhood, you won't need any devices for them to manipulate you through. It'll be in the air. They can send in neural network narratives, literally, by taking an image, and they can take an image of anything that they want. Let's say the image of,
Let's say Mother Mary.
Okay, but even better than that, yes, the higher form, God tells me to do something. Okay, how's that? Or Mother Mary.
Religious figures have a special place in your brain for what you're processing. So that's why they like to use those religious figures.
Correct. The higher morality thinking actually envelops more of your brain, and they take a picture of that, and then they can beam it into you. They can also beam into your ear whatever they want you to hear from a distance through this new system, through the 5G antennas. So they can make you think that God is talking to you, telling you what to do, and this image is arising in your brain of whatever you see God as, that will be your personal image that will arise. Because they found this out through the brain research, the Brain Project and all these things, which we have done lots of intelligence reports on. So don't be afraid of this stuff. Just when the time comes, do what you can to make sure that those antennas are in place there.
Well, wait a minute. Don't be afraid of this stuff? You've got to be kidding. We already know it can be is weaponized. We already know the Pilgrim Society has a plan of eugenics and genocide. They want to cull the population of the world. Why in the world wouldn't they use these? This is, instead of bringing the people on trains and loading them into the extermination camps, they create the extermination camps, put the beam-forming weapons there, turn the juice on, and by hook or crook, you're eventually wiping out that population. Either they die early, they die on the spot, or they can't reproduce.
Or you're basically just manipulating them through mind control, through beaming in.
And on top of that, sorry,
neural network
they've already taken the guns away from the Brits. All they have are knives. How are they supposed to get rid of these? What are the people on the ground supposed to do with this tyranny?
Well, that's going to be up to each individual, but I would suggest certain things, but it wouldn't be very good. So you have to fight it in any way that you can. That's my point. And as you fight it, also realize that basically what they're trying to do is mimic true thought. True cosmic thought, but they can't. And so this is a mechanical form of deadening your thinking down to the point that you can't think anymore. So once these are installed and they're going full, that it's quite, well, first off, the reason I say don't be afraid of it is because it's going to fail. I forgot to mention that. 5G is going to fail. Why? Very simple. In the cities that it's been installed, what have they found out? Exactly as I warned, exactly as I predicted, nobody's signing up. Nobody's buying the 5G devices, nobody's utilizing them, and nobody's finding any value in them. And so it's going to be obsolete because our technology has gone beyond our capacity to even use that technology.
Yes, but Thomas, these devices, they don't care if you're signing up for them. The ones that were being demonstrated are weapons.
Yes, but if it's going to be viable for these companies who are providing these services, then people need to sign up for them. So far, the only people who signed up for them, that's right, the 325,000, it's probably triple that by now, but the last time I saw the statistic, in certain cities in China, so that the social credit system could go into place, and they immediately started arresting tens of thousands of people for violations and putting them in jail, and many of them we don't hear from again, just like the camps in northwest China for the Muslims that they put them in vocational camps and half of them die as they're being trained. Well, what we're seeing here is 5G is the tool of total cyber autocracy, total cyber dictatorial control of anyone who is buying into the system. We have to stop the social credit system, which is being implemented right here in America, from being implemented. We really must stop the implementation of 5G. We must start bringing lawsuits, massive lawsuits against the companies who are responsible for this. Probably the reason that it is not American companies that own the invention of 5G, the technology, and why we're using Swedish companies and other companies. Why? Because the lawsuits. This is an experiment of some kind of weird demonic sort where people who want to have autonomous cars, want to have the Internet of Things, don't know what they're doing. There is no one who's actually going to buy into this nonsense because why? I'm not getting in a car ran by a GPS system with no driver. I'm not. And when the antennas come into my neighborhood, well, I feel sorry for them. And when people are in cities where these are being installed, I hope that you start, as we have already seen, many lawsuits are coming forth. So we have to stop it in a legal way, and that will stop it for the whole nation. Why isn't Trump doing anything about this? Because this is a war. This is industrial espionage gone completely in an outer way. It's no longer stealing things and keeping it secret and stealing IP and stealing patents. No. This is stealing a technology and then implementing it in a weaponized way that not even the Department of Defense is aware of. So this is out of control. It's like the internet. It's like Facebook. It's like Twitter. It's like all of those social media cyber technologies that were able to be weaponized, but we didn't put any controls on them except for the people who invented them, which was the military and large corporations. At this point, the corporations outweigh the military in all countries, and it is out of control. No one's at the helm. So we need to get a grasp on this, folks. We need to, what you would call, throw a monkey wrench into the works in any possible way that you can. I don't want to advocate anything that is in any way bad, but we need to do everything that we can, and I think you understand, and you can read between the lines. So don't be worried. This is the next step that, just like the impeachment of Trump, is showing the people who are bringing forth the impeachment why they should be impeached. 5G is showing us why all technology needs to come to a moratorium, which puts brakes on inventions, IP, patent theft, and all of these things until we have some type of a moral meter that we can say, is this going to harm humans or is it good for humans? No one could possibly say it's good for you to stick your head in a microwave oven and turn it on. Now, would they? Then why would we do that as we now project through all these 5G antennas? Literally, there will be about 450,000 of them, and I suggest there'll be triple that when it all comes down to it, everywhere, every 2 to 10 houses. And in my neighborhood, there'll be one on my house. And there'll be one in my neighbor's house because I'm out in the country. That's what we have to face. And everyone needs to bring lawsuits against the federal government and against the companies installing them because they're using tax dollars and that's how we can get them. We actually own these things, folks. We, the people, own these antennas. 40% of them we own, in some cases more. We need to say, you have not tested these antennas. And because we own them, we have grounds for bringing lawsuits. So that's my recommendation for that. And thank you, gentlemen, who took apart the antenna to show us that it's not only an antenna, it's a scanner, and it's a MIMO machine that really is going to beam stuff into us that we don't want.
Thank you, Thomas. Now, for those of you who are wondering where in the world we are, we did leave YouTube. You can find us at truthbits.blog. Every time we upload a video, you'll get a notice. We have a variety of ways of how we'll be posting our videos, but the best way is either to stay with us on the CAT report at aimfortruth.org or go over to TruthBits. Thanks. Y'all have a great day.